Message number 1191. Mother of Salvation, the time for the prophecies of La Salette and Fatima to be fulfilled is very close. Wednesday, August 13, 2014 at 14:39. My dear children, the time for the prophecies of La Salette and Fatima to be fulfilled is very close. You must not fear these times, but rather embrace them, for you must know that my Father's covenant will be finally completed as it was meant to be. The Antichrist will eventually take up his seat in my Son's church on earth, and nothing will prevent this from happening. Many will deny the prophecies which I revealed to the world, and they will do this at their peril. Those who refuse to accept the warnings given to the world and who follow the enemies of God will put their souls in jeopardy, and it is for these misguided souls that I ask you to pray fervently. The battle for the human race and for the salvation of all of God's children is being fought at present, and great harm is being inflicted upon all of those who stand firm to the truth of all that my Son revealed to the world. You can never take one part of His Word or the Holy Bible and then discard it in favor of something which may make you feel more comfortable. The truth is never easy to accept, for it can strike fear into the hearts of even the bravest and most courageous Christians. The truth is always rejected, and when the thorns were placed upon the sacred head of my Son Jesus Christ, the priests and the elders at the time were praying in the temple giving glory to God while their cohorts cursed Him as He died on the cross. That was the way it was then, and this will be the way it will be when the world retaliates against the Word of God and turns it inside out and upside down. I urge you, dear children, to accept the truth, as it will be the means by which you will march more easily towards the kingdom of the new era. Without acknowledging what you are being told now, many souls will fall into error and embrace the beast. They will give up every individual civil right and liberty when they idolize the enemies of my Son, until finally they will hand over their souls to the evil one. Fear of the truth can lead to resentment, because it can be very difficult to swallow. Resentment leads to anger, and anger leads to hatred. Hatred against this mission and every other mission before it will escalate, and those who love me, the Mother of God, will be encouraged to denounce it. How it saddens me when my name is used to insult the Word of Jesus Christ, the one and only Savior of mankind. Confusion will be wreaked upon my Marian groups, so that they will begin to doubt the warnings I was instructed to present to the world at La Salette and Fatima. People will shun what I said, and they will believe the prophecies given are to be for another time in the far distant future. As all turmoil erupts, and when the doctrine contained in my Father's book is rewritten and presented to the world as being authentic, only those with true discernment will understand the truth. You must pray hard for the survival of my Son's church, his body on earth, so that he is not discarded and thrown out to the dogs. When that day takes place, the justice of God will intervene, and humanity will understand finally what it is like to be plunged into darkness. The day the light of God is extinguished is the time when all things will be fulfilled as prophesied. Your beloved Mother, Mother of Salvation.